I'm with Suzanne Olson, part of the family that owns Red Shed Brewery in, what town am I in? Am I technically in Cooperstown?
Right now you're in Cooperstown.
I'm in Cooperstown, New York. And it's such a pleasure to be here. So Suzanne, how old is your brewery?
We are going on 4 years.
Okay, so at the time that you opened, how many other breweries were in this area?
Well, there still aren't that many breweries. But at the time, there was Omegang, of course, and there was Cooperstown Brewing, and we also have Council Rock Brewery, and then we opened, but we're the only farm brewer in the area.
What does that mean, that you're a farm brewer?
So most of our beers are made with New York State ingredients, and so there's a mandate that we have to have 60% of our beers by 60% of our beers have to be, or 60% ingredients, I'm screwing up, and 60% of our beers are made with New York State ingredients.
That's amazing. And
yes.
Are you able to really secure all the ingredients you need here from our state?
Actually, most of our beers are made with 100% ingredients.
Wow.
So the beer that we are having right now, our Jessica's Red Ale, is 100% New York product.
That's amazing. And that's an award-winning beer.
It is. It won the silver medal in the New York State Beer Competition. That was in March. And it took the silver medal in the amber red category.
Awesome. Well, it's delicious. So sitting outside on this idyllic summer day, my 7-year-old daughter is climbing on big tires. There's a food truck making some amazing food, a big stage for a band. Tell me about the space. Tell me about Red Shed and kind of what it stands for.
So we brew the beer in Cherry Valley, which is 15 minutes north of Cooperstown. And at our brewery, we have a very small tap room with 6 taps. It's on my dad's property. So we have our golden retriever puppies running around. It overlooks a pond. It's really nice. It's only open on the weekends. And then in Cooperstown, we wanted to serve more of the Cooperstown tourist population, the Cooperstown Dreams Park family. So we opened this location November 2017. So this is our second summer. And this space was really built for families and a place to enjoy a beer, listen to some good music, have a bite to eat, and hang out all afternoon.
Yeah, clearly. No, I could, for sure. anything behind the name Red Shed?
So Red Shed, at the brewery in Cherry Valley, we started brewing the beer in a little red shed, which is a little red milk shed on the property. It's very small. And so we had a 2-barrel system and we were operating out of there. And that really bore the name Red Shed because it's made in the little red shed.
And do you still have a 2-barrel system?
No, we upgraded to a 10-barrel system when we started opening this tap room.
And is that still in a little red shed?
No, we moved to a barn. We built a barn next
now
to the little
red barn.
Shed. No, so the tasting room is now in the original red shed.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
We have live music there on Saturdays as well.
And that's on your father's property, you said.
Yes.
Incredible. And so who's brewing the beer?
So right now we have 2 brew staff. We have Josh Hughes, who comes to us from Roscoe, and then we have another brewer, Wyatt, who's been with us from the beginning, and they're just brewing up some great recipes. My dad started the brewing, and then he translated. He started with some of our core beer recipes, and then they've developed some new ones along the way.
What's your number one selling beer?
Our Otsego Golden Ale.
Golden Ale?
Yes.
Not a hazy IPA?
No, it is not a hazy IPA. So our Otsego Golden Ale is in most of the restaurants around town. It's just a very light, classic beer. It is also 98% New York ingredients. And so it just has a really nice color. It has a nice flavor.
Perfect for sitting out on a hot summer
exactly
day
right.
in Cooperstown.
That's exactly right.
Ideal.
And the Jessica's is our second bestseller.
The one that I'm drinking right now.
That's
the
right.
Silver gold winning beer.
Yes.
And so how did it come to be that your family started a brewery 4 years ago, because even 4 years ago, it was still relatively, I'll say, progressive or a big step forward, very bold to decide to open a brewery. So how did that come to be for your family?
So my dad had been a home brewer for many years, and like over 10 years in New Mexico. And when he moved to upstate New York, because he has family in the area, my aunt, or we have family in the area, my aunt lives around here, he started brewing beer in the red shed, and he was brewing a lot. And so he had a lot of beer, more than he wanted to drink. And so he started selling to locals, and they really liked the golden ale that we had. They liked the smoked porter we had. So that's our third bestseller. And they liked the Jessicas. And so he started selling to locals. He started selling to the golf course and some restaurants around town. And it just started getting more and more popular.
Just demand.
And yes. And then he called my husband and I, David. We were living in Pittsburgh. And he said, I think you should come out and help me with this business. And so we did. We packed it up. And so we moved out here in December of 2017.
How long did it take you from the time you received that phone call from your dad to the time that you moved to this area?
Maybe 4 months.
4 months.
Yes.
That's a big change. Yes. In every way, with little kids in tow.
Yes. So we have a 3- and a 5-year-old. And so Dave calls the Otsego Golden Ale the beer he quit his job for.
That's awesome. I love it. I love that reference. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and it lives up to its reputation, both in terms of the incredible space out in the country and the beers. So thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks.
I found lots of good hiding spots on that.
Perfect.
And a